This is
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
with Masamela Matfumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get woke.
New from Radiotopia presents Red for Revolution, an audio drama about Black love, queer romance, and liberation. Join Jasmine, an 18-year-old navigating her queer identity while learning about her grandmother's secret love affair. Through her discoveries, we're transported back to 1971 to witness two remarkable women embark on a romance that defies all conventions. Subscribe to Radiotopia Presents and listen to Red for Revolution wherever you get your podcasts.
God bless you all on this Monday morning, and it's so appropriate that we start the week off right with probably the biggest story of the year. As we know, elections are tomorrow. We'll touch on that. But we know many people are going hungry without their SNAP benefits. We want to talk to the president of the National Education Association about this. She has made a statement on this, and we definitely want to hear her perspective. And NEA is the largest labor union there is in terms of membership, and it represents teachers who touch many of these children who benefit from SNAP. So we do well to hear from the president of NEA right now, Becky Pringle. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning, Mark. Good to be with you again.
Good to be with you as well. I'm saying good morning. I wish it could be a better morning with this news. You've called out Trump and his allies for not making SNAP available.
I have, Mark, and not just Donald Trump. We have a dysfunctional Congress who has done just so much damage and caused so much hurt and pain and suffering and uncertainty, fear across America, everywhere. I don't care. It doesn't matter where I go, Mark, whether I'm in Kentucky or I'm in California. I'm hearing the same stories from educators, from parents, from the students themselves, honestly, wondering how could this have happened? This can't be what it is. And by the way, that crosses every ideological spectrum, too. I'm talking to Republicans and independents and Democrats, people who voted for Donald Trump saying, we didn't vote for this, and my family's suffering. Or a family down the street is suffering, or my relatives are suffering because they didn't realize or believe, I want to say, what he was going to do. But he was very clear. He laid it all out for us, right? In Project 2025, he said exactly what he's going to do, and that is exactly what he's doing. And now our children are suffering.
Well, and that's the other thing too, Becky. I get the same thing. When we talk about things he's doing and does and threatens to do, people still seem to be in shock and disbelief. Like they just, you know, and so that's whatever. If there's a vaccine for that, somebody invent one, because folks don't believe. And this is a whole other subject.
Because RFK would not allow you to take it.
Right. You wouldn't let your head
up. Don't get me started on that.
Right. But Becky, I've said even to some friends of ours, you and I know, I mean, who do civil rights legal work. I said, are you all preparing for when in 28, when he decides he's not leaving? Mm-hmm. And some of them say to me, Mark, you really think that's what's going to happen? I was like, why do you all still think nothing is about? But anyway, but back to SNAP, you've been talking, you said you've even spoken to people on the other side of the aisle.
That's correct.
What are they saying about this?
So here's the thing. You know what a lot of people don't realize, Mark, is that because of the narrative that has been spun, right? But when we're talking, whether we're talking about race or geographic location, zip code, all students and families are impacted. Even those who don't necessarily get the benefits directly. For us, when they're in our classrooms, if we have hungry students in our classrooms, they're impacting all the students, right? Because they're hungry. And they're not, when a student doesn't have food, you know, it's that Maslow's hierarchy, right? If they're hungry, they can't learn. And that impacts the entire classroom. But what people don't really realize, and why I've spent so much time, you know, I went to Iowa, and that was one of my stops in my back to school tour. And there were people who said, well, what? Why are you going there? Because we have kids there, and we have educators. We have Americans there who I need to listen to, and I need to help them connect the dots, because their students are being, their children are being impacted by these cuts, just like the kids in my home city of Philadelphia.
Right.
And for us as educators, what we're working on doing, what we've invested a lot of, honestly, Mark, a lot of time and resources into, is making sure that educators have the training and the tools and understand how important their voice is. They're still the most trusted voice in every community. So we're working with them on how to listen and then tell the story and connect the dots back to Donald Trump and his allies, and looking at what they have done since they've been in office and how that's hurting our kids. And that's exactly what we're doing all over this country.
So let's be sure everyone understands this. We're talking about SNAP. What is the relationship between SNAP and the school meal programs, the breakfast and lunch the kids get every day?
So there are a couple of things, Mark, that folks need to understand, you know, because that's an acronym that now we're all using, and people are like, what? Wait a minute, what's that? I don't know what that is. Right. So it's a nutrition program funded by the government. And by the way, allocations made by Congress. So there's a whole thing around that. But what folks need to be clear about is that SNAP benefits impact directly on schools, because we, through SNAP benefits, we provide school lunches and breakfasts. So that's being directly impacted. But also the SNAP benefits go directly to families. And so we have to be really clear about when, for example, the judge intervened and forced Donald Trump to release funds. That was releasing funds so that the school meals could continue. But there's a lot of back and forth behind that. And so, first of all, why do we have to have a judge force him to do that? Folks need to understand that. They don't need to, oh, let me breathe easy. Oh, we're going to get him. He is finding ways at every turn to not feed our kids. So while we, of course, fought for, and we use litigation as one of our tools to slow or stop this cruelty directed at our kids and our schools, we understand that they're just waiting for the next and the next and the next, or just defying. So there's that too. And so there are families right now that are being impacted, and the judge's ruling is not changing that. We also know that there will be disruptions. What we don't know yet is how long those disruptions will occur, while the funding that should have already been released, Mark, but now it's delayed. We don't know when exactly that funding will get to our schools. So we're in a precarious situation where we are preparing for our kids to come to school and they haven't had a meal. And educators are doing everything they can to stand in those gaps, but they're so big and there are so many kids now falling in those gaps that it's difficult to do.
Because I want people to understand that. So at this moment, this is Monday. Everything, I guess, was turned off Friday or Saturday. So what we need to understand is that children, young people are in school today around the country without getting their meals. Is that what we're...
It does vary from state to state. What you've seen across the country is some states stepping up and saying, oh, this is not okay. And we'll figure out how we stand in those gaps. And a lot of activity has occurred across the country. But even those states, as you saw, I think, you know, they were being threatened by the federal government. Maryland's a good example of that. A state that stepped up and said, we're going to fill those gaps, being threatened by the federal government that you can do that if you want to, but we're not going to backfill that for you. So now you have states who are trying to figure out a way, But we know where that's going to lead, right? They didn't have in their budgets filling in gaps for federal programming that they were dependent, the students and families were depending on. So now where's that going to lead in terms of impacting the most vulnerable students, right? So we're going to keep fighting to fill those gaps, to make them do what they're going to, what they're supposed to do, all of those things. But we also have to be sure, impress upon folks that they have to keep fighting. You know, going back to something you said earlier, that all of these stopgap measures are just that. They're Band-Aids. We can't stop fighting. Can't.
The USA Today is reporting at this hour, and this was just posted, less than an hour ago, at 9:55 a.m. The Treasury Secretary says food benefits could flow by Wednesday. Again, this is his treasury, so we don't know how real this is. The judges, as President Pringle said, the judges have ruled that they have the money to do this. They must do it. And the Treasury Secretary has also said that Scott Bessent has also said that the administration does not plan to appeal the judge's ruling. So can we trust that? He's saying possibly Wednesday. What have you been hearing? Do you think that the administration is actually going to see this through and make it happen and restore these benefits? Becky?
So trust is not a word that I use with this administration, Mark. It's one of the reasons why those members of Congress who have really fought hard to make sure that whatever agreement is made around the shutdown does not put families in harm's way immediately as the ink dries on that agreement. Because we know what's coming, right? Cuts to healthcare where working families will be making decisions about what they choose to do, whether they're feeding their families or having healthcare seniors. And what will happen to them in terms of the healthcare we know they need, all of that. Our students with disabilities it's directly tied into what's going on in terms of funding being cut. So trust, no. The people say trust and verify. The trust still, no. Let's just verify whether it happens on Wednesday. But here's the thing, that's Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
We're gearing up today, to your point, and Tuesday to make sure that in those places where others haven't stepped in gaps, that we're trying to do that. I'm so proud of our educators across the country, Mark. We have local unions who actually have set up food banks. And they did that at the beginning of school because they knew that things were coming. And I'm so proud of them as they're trying to teach and drive and feed the babies every day, that they're thinking ahead, that the need has grown. And I will tell you, when I was visiting one of them in Alhambra, they said the last event they had where they invited the families from all over the city to come, they had to turn away hundreds. How is that okay? The richest country in the world. What about that is okay? It's not okay. And so as I go back to what you said earlier, you know, the reality is even before we get to the election of 2026, there's so many things happening before that where people have to understand that regardless of the fact that Donald Trump controls the presidency and the Congress and the Senate and the Supreme Court, all of it, just all of it. This is happening on his watch. And so we have to be very diligent about ensuring that you understand that we have the power and that we use that power right now. That's what we were doing in California, making sure that voters understood the issues and they will come out tomorrow and vote yes on Prop 50. Making sure that every voice in California is heard in every congressional district. But a lot of action and activity is happening across this country, even leading up to the 2026 elections, because people understand that's a long time off, and that's a lot of suffering between now and then.
Yep.
And they have a lot of power that we need them to understand that they can use, how they can use it as they ramp up to that all important election.
And speaking of Prop 40, Prop 50, in California, and what's happening in other states to react to and counteract the gerrymandering, the redistricting that's going on. I know some of our civil rights and social justice organizations and even unions had to kind of alter their position because so many had taken a strong position that redistricting should be absolutely nonpartisan. But when you have the Eric Holders and the Barack Obamas coming out saying, listen, we can't just let them redistrict at will and we not respond. Was that a hard sell for your constituency in the NEA, Becky, or were you all on board with that from the beginning, that this had to be counteracted?
From the beginning. First of all, we can't just stand and watch voices of Americans being taken away from them. We can't just stand here and allow this rigged system. You know, once you rig it, then you got to go through that, right? It's not only about getting people out to vote. You're putting them in a place where they don't have the opportunity any longer to make that kind of difference. But I also want to be clear about this. Mm-hmm. That in California, and that's the way you'll hear me talk about it, and I did this from the beginning, that we are ensuring that people have all voices have that power and that voice. And so what are they doing in California? So we want to be really clear to distinguish it between what's going on in Texas, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
People in positions of power being supported by the president are just taking it away, mostly from communities of color, as we very well know, those who don't have the money and the power, right? Regardless of what race you are. So and they are making the decision. They are making the decision. In California, they're taking the decision to the people. There's a very big difference between those two things.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's why we were on board from the beginning. First of all, we cannot stand by and allow this rigged system to be further rigged. Can't do it.
Yeah.
Second of all, we are doing it in a way that we are centered, Mark, centered in our core values, that when we say all, we mean all. When we say every, we mean every. When we talk about we the people, it is all of us, right? We're doing it from that place.
Yeah. No, that's very, very important, folks. So we've got to get out to vote tomorrow, wherever you are in your locale. This, all of these things overlap and intersect in many ways. And we've got to get in the habit of voting and not being disaffected and not allowing social media to convince us, as it often does. We don't need to vote. It's not going to make a difference. It doesn't matter. No, these things are absolutely do matter. Before we go to Becky, so now you've been all over the country, obviously, and you opened this up by saying all the different individuals you've talked to from all sectors of community and life. There's still kind of this myth that when you take away SNAP, or let's just be real, we used to call it food stamps. Everybody knows what that means. When you take that away and you affect school breakfast and lunch programs, look, and I remember the days, living in Washington, D.C., and I'm sure this was true in other cities, you know, it was snow like the Dickens. And everybody said, we got to close school. And Marion Barry would say, no, we got to keep schools open, because if we don't open school, even when it snows, there's some kids who won't get anything to eat. That was real. Right. And that was a wake up call to me and others, like, this is really what this is about. So we're talking about people actually getting, and young people getting something to eat. But as you talk to people all over the country, Democrats, Republicans, there still seems to be this myth that it's only us. It's only Black folks. Right. It's only Black folks on food stamps. So as you travel and you go to places like Iowa and elsewhere, are people getting it? Do they say to you, say, you know, Becky, that's just not true. My family is affected, my classroom. And secondly, how does it impact the class? You alluded to this, but even more, tell us more how it impacts the classroom when you have younger students.
Yeah, so yes and no. sometimes they get it. So they get it because they're being impacted, right? But they don't always make the through line, Mark. So they don't always connect it to the people making the policy. You know, when I started, I taught middle school science for over 30 years. And my first year of teaching, I'll never forget how all within that year, I realized, oh my gosh, every decision that's made about my kids and me as a teacher is made by somebody who is elected or right. appointed to office, from the school board all the way up to the presidency. And so I had to understand and appointed too, from Secretary of Education at the right. state level to whoever was appointed the superintendent. I mean, all of that impacted my kids, right? So I realized very quickly, honestly, that it was my moral obligation and my professional responsibility, both right. of those things, to be involved in deciding who that was. And so I've been at this for a long time. And one of the things I learned this as a teacher for my kids, you have to meet your students where they are. They're not all going to arrive in your classroom in the same place. So when you ask me the impact, whether we're talking about SNAP we're actually talking about food. And by the way, Mark, we're not only talking about just the food. We're also talking about the healthiness of the food. It's one of the reasons why we, the NEA, partnered with the Department of Agriculture, NHHS, I mean, all of them, because we wanted to raise the standard of the food that was being served in our classrooms. And so we partnered with them under the Biden-Harris administration around scratch cooking. Now, you and I know what that is. You know, my mom right. taught in Head Start. Did you know that? She That's was right. a head cook in Head Start. And what my mama could do with government-issued cheese?
Yeah.
Mark? It make you want to slap your mama.
That's but right. That's
mom,
right.
You know what I mean.
Right, right.
And so we talked about healthy meals too. It's all of that is under threat right now in the Trump administration. And so it's the food that impacts. It's the healthcare that impacts. All the cuts that are coming from the big, bad, terrible, really no good bill to Medicaid. And by the way, even the conversation we're right now having about SNAP,
right.
that's going to be affected in that too. So our work can't end. Our kids can't learn if they are hungry. They can't learn if their teeth hurt, or they don't have the glasses they need. They need all of these things to learn. And by the way, we have the research. When a student is hungry, they're more likely to be disruptive because they're hungry. If a student is hungry, they're more likely to miss school. I mean, all of these things impact school, and it impacts all of the students. And so the work that we must do across this country is what we as teachers do every day, meet our kids where they are. So when you ask me if it's having an impact, do people really know the number of white people who are on food stamps? No, they hear that and they think us, right? And that's not true.
No.
So when I'm meeting with folks, they may know, obviously they know if they're getting assistance from the federal government, but they don't make the connection between right. now their families are in peril. And this is because of the Trump administration and the decisions he made to set us up and provide tax benefits for the billionaires instead of feeding the babies.
Yeah.
Right? Right? So it's part of we take it as part of our responsibility to make sure that they're making that connection and through line, so that as they make different decisions in elections at their state house, at their governor's mansions, at the school boards, they're making decisions where they know those people they are voting to elect care about their kids, care about their communities, and quite honestly, cares about this country.
No, you're absolutely right. And I'll put the graphic on the screen for those of you watching live. 37% white, 27% African American, 16% Latino, Asian, 4% Native American, 1-2%. Those are the numbers as we know them now. It's up to date in terms of who is impacted. And that's a powerful statement you made. Trump choosing tax benefits for billionaires instead of the babies. That's very, very important that we understand that. Becky Pringle, they say maybe Wednesday. You're right. Trust but verify. In the meantime, you've got, I take it, locals that are helping out in some communities with food banks. Tell us more about that. And is there a place where people can go to find out where the NEA is working in the community to address this immediate crisis?
So I would really want folks to go to NEA.org/protect, because that is our hub where we talk about all of these issues, not only about food benefits, but also about ICE raids impacting our kids, putting families in fear. We talk about this administration moving away from the core values of this country, diversity, equity, and inclusion. We talk about how folks can take action, what they can do, because we don't want to just talk about. We want to say, you have power. You can do something about this. So NEA.org/protect. And we want to make sure that folks don't, that, and you know, bring five with you.
Right.
You know, make the commitment to bring five. Bring five to the polls. Bring five to NEA.org/protect. Bring five to those food banks that are locals from Minnesota, locals in Minnesota, locals in my home state of Pennsylvania, folks all across this country, our educators all across this country are coming together, because we know that what impacts our kids impacts our families. We've been watching that for years. Our kids packing up half of their lunch and taking it home to their families. That's not new for us. So we know it's not just our kids who are hungry. Our parents, our families are hungry too. And so as we go into this election on Tuesday, we have a lot of work to do to, like I said, meet people where they are, listen to their stories, talk about how elections matter. For all the things that whatever it is they are saying is most important to them. And we are focused on making sure that we elect governors in New Jersey and Virginia who care about our public schools and are determined to fund them in an equitable way, who care about our kids and are determined to make sure they have health care and food, and care about the fact that that demonstrate that they understand that our diversity actually is an asset of this country, is a strength of this country. Mm-hmm. And it impacts all of us when some of us don't have what we need.
Folks, NEA.org/protect. We have a little bit of breaking news. And what did our friend Becky Pringle say to us? Trust but verified. There was a segment on Fox News. It has aired since we've been on the air, Becky and I. The Agriculture Secretary, Brooke Rollins, citing widespread misuse and corruption when it comes to SNAP in this country. So they're attacking the system now. I guess that's the strategy they're going to use. And folks, we cannot continue to fall for that. Secondly, U.S. Food and Drug Administration, I'm sorry, U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA, is warning SNAP retailers not to offer special discounts to beneficiaries during the government shutdown. I guess anticipating that some retailers are going to want to be supportive, as they should, of their customers. But USDA is saying, issuing this warning, you must treat SNAP beneficiaries like you would treat any other customers. So there's still that negativism, that cynicism coming out of this administration. And so that's why we're thankful to have the likes of Becky Pringle. The NEA is the largest union, and probably immediately and directly touches a large number of people because our kids in school and they see NEA members, many, now some schools AFT, of course, but our kids see teachers every day, right? And all teachers agree on this. This is not the way. This is not beneficial to our children. We can't have our children go to school hungry. And as Becky said, some even have to take food from school home for their little sisters and brothers. And we won't even get into all the folk working in some of these other places, not going to name the names, Walmart, who are on SNAP benefits as well, all right? And folks are on SNAP, and they usually have children at home. And honestly, Becky, we still have some jurisdictions, some school districts that teachers still don't make a lot of money. There are teachers who benefit from SNAP. This affects all of us, and that's why it's important to get out to vote tomorrow. As Becky said, all of these things from top to bottom are affected. Vote locally, the local elections. Just because nobody's going to vote for president tomorrow does not mean it does not matter. So that's why this is very important. Becky, we thank you for all your hard work, and you and I will stay in close touch. You may always have this forum. And as I remind everyone, you mentioned your mom. My grandmother was one of the first Head Start teachers ever.
Did not know that.
In Nashville, she sure was. So she did that. And as you all know, her husband, my grandfather, had a relationship going with the NEA going back to the 1930s and 40s.
That's right.
Through the Colored Teachers Association in Tennessee.
NTA.
So that's right. So NEA is, I guess you could say, kind of in my blood. I was made aware at a young age the importance of that classroom, who's in that classroom. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to do one more thing. I don't mean to be controversial, so blame me for this. Don't blame Becky. When we do the myths and the stereotypes and the Fox News segments that misinform people about who this really affects, you know, we put the numbers up in terms of the majority of people benefiting from SNAP are not Black. Don't look like Becky and me. Remember, these are not my words. So if they're controversial, this is what LBJ said. When you can convince people that it's other, right, you can fool them. You can pick their pockets, and they'll even, if you keep fooling them, they'll empty their pockets for you. So folks, we got to understand that. And LBJ said it back in the 60s, it has not changed. This affects all of us. It affects your neighbor, it affects your coworker. Not like people show up every day and announce what benefits they are receiving or what their loved ones are receiving. Mm-hmm. But think about it. Everyone knows someone who's impacted by this. And why? What is this cruelty that we don't want people to have anything to eat, or that Trump doesn't want people to have anything to eat? So, Becky, thank you.
I appreciate you lifting up folks in the community. You know, NEA represents not only teachers, but support professionals as well. And we know they are not paid. And so many of our members are directly impacted by the loss of these benefits, but they're still driving, serving school lunches to our kids. They're still those paraprofessionals, those assistants in our classrooms that work directly with our students with disabilities, who are forced into this position to make choices. And these are people who are living in the community. You're absolutely right. They are people you know and go to church with, or to synagogue with, or to mosque. These are people in your community who are suffering, and your families. And it is important for us to understand that. And when we think about what the administration is doing, you know, it's very consistent, right? It is chaos. That's confusion. Right. And ultimately, what is it? Cruelty. That's what it is. Make no mistake, the judge had to force him. So let's start there.
Right.
And don't be confused. Don't be confused by what is happening right now. Folks are saying right now, what I need folks to continue to do is seven things, Mark. Seven things. I call my seven verbs. Educate, communicate, organize, mobilize, litigate, which we, you know, NEA is all about suing the hell out of this administration. Let me just say that. Legislate and elect.
That's right.
All of those words. Those are action words. Everyone remembers, right? From third grade, action words.
That's right.
Folks to commit to doing an action word every day. That is how we make sure that we are taking care of our kids.
Love it. I like those seven. I'm going to steal those.
Steal them.
Beck is a school teacher. This is class. We're in class this morning. This is school. This is Monday morning. We're in class and we're learning from Becky Pringle. And I even gave you, I even threw in a historical quote for reference from LBJ. So this is school. We've been in class this morning. And as she said, elect, get out and vote tomorrow. Please, ma'am, please, sir, spread the word. We will remain ever vigilant with and alongside and in utter solidarity with our president of the National Education Association, Becky Pringle. Becky, we so appreciate you.
Right back at you, Mark. Thank you.
And again, folks, just to reiterate this site, NEA.org/protect. NEA.org/protect. Get involved, whether you're in the union or not, whether you NEA members are retired. There are people in unions who stay in the union even just because you're retired. I mean, you're not in the union. How many retirees depend on SNAP? Come on now. We see our seniors every day in the community. And we just walk, hey, how you doing? And see you at church. And don't stop and think about how this impacts them too. Check on someone. Yes. This week, too.
Yes.
Check on the weather's changing in many places. Check on someone, especially a senior. Make sure if you have something, check and see if they need something. See if they need a ride tomorrow to the polls. Amen.
Amen.
We thank you. Thank you as always. OK,
always. Thank you for what you do.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.